and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 11th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared, good morning. What day is this?
Good morning. Today is corn on the cob day.
Ooh. Boo. And
I wonder if they have corn on the cob over at the farmer's market right now.
Well, go find out. Get up
tomorrow
morning.
Amy says they do.
Do like you always do, get up real early on Saturdays.
I like that. I love it. Okay, slight chance of showers today if you're looking outside. I love going out first thing in the morning right when the dawn starts to crack, because, you know, we get up so early here, and just look at the day. It's beautiful outside. Well, it'll be 77 today. Chance of showers tonight, according to the National Weather Service, 61. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 87. Quite a change in temperature there. Partly cloudy on Saturday night, 65. Sunday calls for chance of showers with a high of 90. And Sunday night looks like it's going to be overnight lows with showers once again, 65. Monday calls for mostly sunny, 87. And Tuesday, 90. Now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. It's a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, 365-3793. And it's Friday morning, Carl, so that means...
Amy's here.
From Haven Humane, and I'm so happy to have you in person. Now, we have you bringing in live Pet of the Week, and we have a wonderful kind of a cow dog.
Yeah, we have Freckles today. She's a heeler mix. Freckles is super cute, very affectionate. She's a little bit, how do you say fat nicely?
Plump. She's robust.
She's robust.
She needs to be run.
She needs a little weight off of her, but she's very sweet. She's about 6 years old. Her adoption fee is fully sponsored, and she's actually a camp dog. So we are starting Camp Love a Pet this Saturday's orientation, and then next week, full force camp for 2 weeks, and she was selected to be in camp. So, which means that she's going to do well with others, with other children, I should say. For dogs, she actually does not do well with other dogs. Oh. Surprisingly enough, she's not reactive towards other dogs at all, but face-to-face meetings are not her favorite. So she does need a home where she's going to be the only dog in the home.
And she's so affectionate. I mean,
she's
she comes up to you, she licks your hand, and she's looking at you like, I like you, kind of thing.
Yeah, she hasn't met a stranger. She doesn't have... she's not leery around new people that she's meeting for the first time. She's very outward and not too much either. She's not jumpy or all over you, but she just comes, checks in, says, she does a very formal meet and greet,
You put your hand down there. She sniffs and then licks.
Yep.
She's a sniff and lick.
which is okay.
That would be really cute on, when you go to Haven Humane and you're looking okay and they have it in quotation marks. And what kind of dog is it?
Sniff and lick.
That's a new category. Okay. That we've just created here in KCNR on the morning
you
show.
You can use that. Feel free.
I'll trademark it.
Okay. Now, her adoption fee
has been fully paid for.
This is a good dog. And she'll go out and walks with you. How is she on the leash?
She's great on leash.
Great on leash.
Yep. So we have our rating system at Haven for our volunteers. We have a 1, 2, and 3 rating system. So the ones are your easiest dogs. Like we like to say, a dog grandma could walk.
Yeah.
So they have to be bulletproof about walking on a leash, like super good. And then we have two is like a little bit. They can pull sometimes, but not super. Yeah, she's like in between a 1 and a 2, so she's pretty good at walking.
And if you
on
took her out, if you took her out, you get her to a 1 level.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
She's an adorable dog. She is a brown, not a brown, it's kind of a reddish and white, and it's just a real nice color. And you can tell that she's a cow dog. One of the mixtures there.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, she's something. Some sort of herding group.
Yeah.
She's in there for sure.
Great dog. Now, you've got Pets for Paws coming up on July 4th.
We do have Pet for Paws.
5th or something like that.
July 9th.
July 9th. That's right.
So Less than a month. So if you are looking, still room to get some tickets going, you can register on our website, havenhumane.org. We are going to be doing Bark, Wine, and Brew this year. So that is awesome. That's going to be October 2nd. I know that's a little while, Linda, but we are a little bit limited as far as capacity as opposed to previous years.
But get your tickets now because we don't know how many seats are going to be available.
Right, yeah.
If Reading Rancheria, who is where it's going to be at Wind River, they are, you know, they are looking, you know, to see each time how many people. So we might be able to add some people.
Yep.
But it's always sold out.
It sells out every year. So get on that ticket soon. So the golf tournament's coming up. That one's always exciting. I don't know if you guys are coming this year.
Well, you know what? We are there every year. You know, we usually do
We talked about it yesterday with some people who are big sponsors.
Yeah, and yeah, of course. This year, it's Linda's dad's 90th birthday.
So we're not going to be there. We have to celebrate that.
You guys will be there in spirit.
Yeah, we'll be there in spirit. We've always done a live remote. We love it.
And then we played. Amy, thank you so much.
Of course, guys. Have a great weekend.
We will.
Thank you.
We will. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and then we've got our lady on the street here is coming in, Maria. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
He started
this business about the same time we did, 11 years ago, and is located at 2539 Larkspur. He's weathered the storm of COVID, and this is the only place that we buy guns is from Bastiani Arms. He's always got a supply of good guns, even through all these shortages, and also ammo. If you can, you know, if anybody can get ammo, it's John Bastiani. Plus, his customer service is just outstanding. If he didn't, I wouldn't go there. I'd like to be treated, like a valued person, and I always feel that way with John. So at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Maria.
And don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on.
It's a lose-lose outcome for both parties and achieves nothing. For over a year now, this Board of Supervisors has been in a power struggle not with a corrupt governor, but their own constituents, you, the citizens of Shasta County. They have wrestled to remove your power by silencing you. From the first denial to voice your grievances, to forcing you to stand outside in the heat and smoke, to locking you out of the chambers and removing the seats, they now want to dictate how you express your First Amendment. Join me, Melody Fowler, at recallshasta.org if you believe freedom of speech is a cause worth fighting for.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Shining Care invites you to join in the fun and show support for at-risk elders at the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. Visit fun exhibits, enjoy food and great entertainment, win prizes with Resource Bingo and the Treasure Hunt. You won't want to miss the Sundial Bridge being lit up purple for elder abuse awareness. Plus, make a donation and participate in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. An inspiring evening of hope and awareness happens this Saturday night at the Sundial Bridge. Info at shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Recall Shasta is looking for solutions. Solutions to our bloated county budget, solutions to government overreach, solutions to restore liberty. Our solution? Recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Cominti, who perpetuated our county's issues by continuing to bow to draconian measures and increase spending. They did not solve our problems. They used them against us, the citizens of this county. Recall to restore our county. Join RecallShasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
It's Friday, and now it's time for a brand new segment, Talkorama with Maria Donna. Hi, I'm Maria Donna. Throughout the week, I interview nearby residents and ask them how they really feel about what's happening around them.
And here we are with Maria Donna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for being here. And so you have a specific question that you went on the street, and we have to. You're new. This is the second show that you've had. We're so excited about it. And here on KCNR. So what was the question?
Right. I went to different places in Reading to ask people what they think about modern cars that have the autopilot feature. Electric cars like Tesla, for example, are being seen around the streets of Reading. So I think it's important that we talk about this now.
Okay, because everybody's pushing for electric cars. So
right.
Let's listen.
Yes.
Let's roll.
All right. Good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Paula Davis, and I live in Anderson.
Okay. Hello. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you.
Okay. I have a few questions for you. Number one is, do you feel safe driving knowing that there are vehicles that drive that have driving assist features in the street?
Yeah, as long as they're behind the wheel.
So you're going to be, you feel safe around, like, driving around?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, but as long as the people are following the rules. They're supposed to sit behind the wheel and not, like, be doing other things. I mean, driving assist doesn't mean that you can, you know, like, put on your makeup and not pay attention.
Or so. Sleep.
Or sleep. Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, or sit in the back seat and let the car drive for you. Yeah.
Okay. Would you personally be comfortable driving a car that has an autopilot feature?
No.
Why not?
I just have a thing about wanting to be in control of the car myself. I use my cruise control, but I still have to steer and brake and all that kind of stuff. But no, I don't think I'd be comfortable using autopilot.
Do you think that autopilot feature in a car is different from cruise control?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%, and
yeah,
you're not going to use it?
No, I wouldn't use it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
My name's Brittany, and I'm from Redding, California.
Okay, Brittany, I have a few questions for you. Number one is, do you feel safe driving, knowing that there are vehicles that have driving assist features in the street?
Yeah, as long as they don't come near me.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
You don't have any issues?
No.
Knowing that someone might have a Tesla and just, you know, engage their autopilot feature while you're literally in the street with them?
To be honest, I never even thought about it until you just asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not concerned about it?
No.
Okay. And would you personally be comfortable driving a car that has an autopilot feature?
Yeah. Why? Might be fun. Just to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Fall asleep while it's driving me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
not
my
fall
gosh.
Asleep, yeah, I want to try it. Just give it a try.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like you're going to be safe? Like with your kids, for example?
No, not with my kids, but I'd do it by myself just to try it out. But I wouldn't put my kids in the car.
Okay, so.
You never know.
It's not 100% safe.
No. 50-50.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Sean from Sacramento, California.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel safe driving knowing that there are vehicles that have driving assist features in the street?
I mean, honestly, it's definitely a new thing, so I think a lot of people would be uncomfortable with it, but I'm a young guy. I'm 23, so I guess as for me, I'm pretty much okay with it because I'm used to that kind of technology, technology in general. So it's just like a new technology that I think everyone will inevitably get used to. So yeah, I feel pretty safe.
Okay. Would you personally, though, be comfortable driving a car that has an autopilot feature?
Driving it, I think it would take some getting used to, and I probably wouldn't be very comfortable with it, like, right off the bat. But like I said, after getting used to it, I think it would be perfectly fine. And I know that I think there have been, like, a few articles that I've read online about people who have gotten accidents because of malfunctions with the electronics and all that. So, you know, apart from that, downside, I guess, it's just one of those types of vehicles that you have to kind of put your trust into before actually, you know, going out there on the street. So it might pay to ride with someone who has, you know, a Tesla or something. Something like that.
Do you feel like you're entrusting your life to a robot, though?
Not like entrusting. I wouldn't call it that, but I feel like there's a lot that you have to kind of like process in your mind before going about driving one. I think driving one requires a lot of like different types of skills, like a different skill set than driving a regular motorized vehicle. But I've ridden like electronic scooters before, and those are like really easy to ride and get kind of a handle of. You know, you'll kind of learn, you know, how they work within the first few hours of being on one. It was like a skateboard, but I can't even ride a skateboard, so.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Dominic Dow from San Jose, California, on a road trip right now.
Oh, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So the questions are, first one, do you feel safe driving, knowing that there are vehicles that have driving assist features?
I mean, I guess there's research to say that it's safe in any person. Me, I don't, I've been behind the wheel once just trying it, and I, like, ended up turning off really quick because I didn't really feel comfortable doing it, but also hearing news about getting crashes with autopilots too, so I don't feel too safe necessarily with it. I know it might be a small percentage, but I still don't feel safe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And second is, would you personally be comfortable driving a car that has an autopilot feature?
Me personally, as a driver, I like to drive. I like to feel the road. I like to actually, when going on like road trips and everything, I like to do everything for myself. So, driving, the autopilot feature is not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally wouldn't feel comfortable or wouldn't like one. It wouldn't be something I look for.
Do you think that when you're driving a car that has an autopilot feature, do you think that you're entrusting your life to a robot or something?
A little bit, yeah. And there's a lot, I mean, there could be error. I know there's human error as well, but like instinct is something you can't program. You can program probability and all this stuff, but you can't program instinct. And that human instinct, for better or for worse, is something I would like to have more faith in.
Okay.
My name is Jessica, and I'm from Los Molinos, California.
Mm. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So my question is, first question, do you feel safe driving knowing that there are vehicles that have driving assist features?
Like, it feels scary. I kind of feel like I trust it, maybe more than people's ability to drive on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me says yes, part of me says no.
Understandable. And, would you personally be comfortable driving a car that has an autopilot feature?
Probably not.
Why not?
I guess I would feel comfortable, like, just starting out a little bit and seeing how it works out and then testing it longer term. I don't know. I have to just get comfortable with it and feel how it works out.
How do you feel that there are people getting on accident because of the autopilot feature?
Wait, can you reword that question?
How do you feel about people getting on accident because of the autopilot feature, because of them engaging that feature?
So they are getting in accidents because of it?
Yeah.
I guess I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're entrusting your life to a robot if you ever drive a self-driving car?
Well, definitely, because you are.
Okay. Thank you so much for
your
time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I think that self-driving cars, I remember the one where the California Highway Patrol had to pull the guy over because he was sleeping in the back seat. And his car was driving. And the way
crazy.
They stop him is they get in front of him. And as they slow down, the car will slow down until it finally comes to a stop. And then they knocked on the window to wake the guy up. And they got him for reckless driving and everything else. What was your feeling from people? I mean, it's probably this is something they never even thought of, you know. But there will be completely – when we say driverless, the driver is supposed to, as the first person said, is supposed to be sitting in the seat there while the car drives itself. So.
Yeah, our safety is definitely on the line with this. And the people that I interviewed had varied opinions about this, about electric cars and its autopilot feature, but most of them think it's not 100% safe yet. And I asked them if they think they feel like they're entrusting their life to a robot, if they ever drive a car that has an autopilot feature, and most of them agreed, which is understandable. But on the other hand, it's 2021, and we are surrounded with so much technological innovations that we use every single day. So I think driving a vehicle that has an autopilot feature might only take some getting used to, on the other hand.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've got so many things on the cars today. You've got the one that will slow you down if you're getting too close to the car in front of you. You get warnings that if you're starting to drift into the other lane, mm-hmm. you get a warning if somebody's coming up in front of you or coming behind you.
Crash detection.
Yeah, all these things. It has all these. So, you know, it is just the next step. And I think that it's a matter of time that you can start opting for these. And, you know, I had an associate drive in one in Las Vegas, and he said the car took them to the place they were going. The guy plugged in where they were going, and the car got out, got in, got into one of the lanes in Las Vegas and took them there without the guy touching the wheel. He said it was, he said I was kind of gripping the side, but the car never made a mistake, took him right to the spot. But, you know it's going to be interesting.
I think it was a fascinating question, and it was very interesting that you. I like how you had there were people traveling, so you had outside of Reading. Did you do this on the bridge again?
I actually did this in three different places. This time, one in Walmart, and then I went to the mall and the bridge.
Okay. Fascinating. We so much appreciate you. Can't wait to hear what you what question you conjure up for next week as well.
Because it's got to be something. I mean, it can't be, you know, I was thinking of the critical race theory. But a lot of people don't understand what it is and where the battle is because, I mean, you've literally got to look it up and know, you know, where the battles are on both sides. So picking a question that is, you know, if that's in, you know, in today's headlines is always good. And this one about driverless cars. It caused a lot of consternation to people. And again, I think the younger the people are, the more that they are willing, like I think her name was Bethany, I try that. Where others are going like, nope, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that kind of thing. So it's interesting. Another good one there, Maria Donna. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm excited for next week.
I am too. So it's going to be every Friday, my friends. And the question, if you have questions, by the way, you'd like her to ask about, recall, that might be one. And what do you think about the recall? And And, you know, that I think that you would be safe out there asking this question.
I just looked up with your car and driver, and, you know, we're looking at a lot of electric cars that are coming out that are going to be released this year, and they have a new Mustang that it says here, the Mach-E design in the style of the Mustang and drives like it was engineered by people who care, 305 miles of driving range. So that's pretty cool, I guess, if you look at, and that's $43,000, which is, you know, in the range and 480 horsepower. It'll hit 60 miles per hour in 3.8 seconds.
Powerful.
Powerful.
And this is a self-driving model? Is that what you said?
It's an E. It's called a Mach-E, and right. It's an electric car.
Electric. Well, that's an electric car. We're talking, you know, and, but that's a, Ford's coming out with the F-150 electric truck, too. Anyway, thank you so much, Maria Donna.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break, and we have Shining Affair with us.
Yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is locally owned. It is locally run. It does have a local board of directors. It does help people, local people, move their dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Once again, it's Talkarama with Maria Donna. Be sure to join me Fridays right here on KCNR. Throughout the week, I hit the streets and ask residents how they feel about what's really happening in our community, in our state, country, or world. Let your voice be heard on KCNR.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. With an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. The 11th of June, and it's 6:35 in the morning, and it's going to be kind of it's kind of an iffy day. It looks like we're going to be looking for rain and stuff this weekend. But
Showers. We can tough it out. And hey, if you can have a deluge of rain at the rodeo with 6,000 people in the stands, or how many ever people, and you
8.6,
and you're sitting there in the rain, fabulous. We can do the walk tomorrow.
That's right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. There's not a better place anywhere to get your windshield repaired. If it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, talk to Jeff. He gives free consultation, so he'll go down and take a look at it and say, I can fix this, and come back in an hour. Or he'll say, nope, this is too damaged. You're going to have to go to another, to a total windshield replacement. Give him a call at 241-8373. He's not going to take a chance with your safety. You're not going to be disappointed. Stop by 3208 South Market. Okay, we're here with Shining Affair again. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning.
So
get in there.
You've got something going tomorrow.
Yes, we have a lot going tomorrow.
Let's talk about it.
Big effort by a lot of different agencies. So we have the Family Health and Safety Fest. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and sadly, elder abuse and neglect is a huge problem in our area. And we just want to raise awareness. We recognize that it affects the entire family, so this is a family event. And it's actually a fun event because we're here to celebrate our grandparents and our senior friends, and get equipped to help them stay safe and well. So there's lots of fun things happening for people of all ages, and it starts at 6 p.m. and it ends at 9 with the bridge lighting up purple, because purple is the color to signify elder abuse awareness. And we have Reading Police Department will be there. They have their cruiser that's wrapped purple. They're bringing out their motorcycle wrapped purple. The officers will be there with the canines. So that's always
great.
Fun. And we have a bingo game going. So when you go to the different exhibits, you can collect your bingo answers and win good prizes. Lots of good prizes. We have a treasure hunt.
Oh, good.
Lots of things going on. But the thing that I want to talk about the most today is the walk, if we can.
All right. We're talking the walk for elder abuse tomorrow. And if you can go on Facebook and find, again, the bridge is going to be lit up purple. And it starts at 6 p.m. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So we want to make it really easy and pleasant for everyone. So really, you can walk any time between 6 and 8:30. All we ask is that you cross the finish line at 8:30. We just want, you can walk individually, you can walk as a twosome or a group, choose the trail of your choice. You may just want to walk across the bridge down to the river and back up again. It might be that simple, or you might want to take a longer trail. It's up to you. With the walk registration, you get one of the awareness purple T-shirts. They're really cool. It's got the sundial bridge on it.
Cool.
So we're hoping to see a sea of purple shirts walking around. And then after you finish, then you get a free treasure hunt ticket. So there's a treasure hunt on the north side of the bridge. And, again, you visit the booth, collect your answers. And Cornerstone Community Bank has sponsored that. So there's cash, lots of cash, and lots of gift cards and some secondary prizes. So lots of ways to win prizes. And then there's entertainment.
That's tomorrow at 6 p.m., and I know many of us are thinking, well, we need to take a walk. We need to do something. So let's talk about if you enter, what is the price? So because, of course, you're always trying to raise funds. We know that you deal on fundraising purely by, you know, people giving money, including the community.
Yes, it's really critical for our agency right now. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to be experiencing some cuts to our budget, and
we don't know that yet.
We don't know that yet, but it's just with COVID and everything, it's just been a challenging year. But
it has,
unfortunately, it's also been a challenging year for our at-risk seniors, and our referrals for people needing help has almost doubled. So, we're just really hoping.
This is a true issue that's happening here. When you think about what's happening with the shut-ins and what's happened with, we've had guests on that it's parents literally due to COVID had gone into, aftercare centers and died because COVID was rampant through these particular, I'm not going to name particular ones, but, so, when we think about our seniors that have been shut in, not able to go out, and that's the saddest part when you think of the elders who don't get the attention that they need. And therefore, they're kind of a lost group in society.
Yes, and these are people who were active members of society not that long ago. They contributed to our nation. A lot of them are vets, you know, that served our country. I call it the slippery slope. All it takes is like a bad fall or maybe a little head injury or a change of condition, an infection. I mean, things can go south really quick and you can go from being really independent and well and active to having to be isolated and then people don't know what to do about that. And then of course with COVID, the isolation, we know about that. And isolation is bad for anybody.
Right.
And
you know what? And we don't check on our neighbors like we should, like we used to. We've already talked about how we had a neighbor that he went through all this and, you know, when we started noticing it, you know, he did get somebody in there, but then it went full blown.
Yeah.
But seniors, there's programs, but it's you all that actively seek out and help those seniors that do need assistance. So tomorrow we have the walk. And what else is going on? One more time to remind everybody.
Yeah, so, and there are lots of ways to participate. Linda had asked me about the price. And so basically it's a donation. So as an individual for $25, you can do the walk. Like I said, it's super simple.
Yeah.
Come down, enjoy the beautiful river. And that's $25. You get a free shirt and a treasure hunt ticket. And then the twosome is $40. And, you can walk for a group of four for a $60 donation. And then if you have more than four, we're hoping businesses come out, groups, walking groups, that kind of thing, $12 each.
Well, all right. Well, so tomorrow at the Bridge, Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention, be part of the community, support our seniors.
There you go. Thank you so much for everything you do. And we've got something else coming, but we're going to have you on again to talk about that. You know, that's going to be a great night.
Looks like we've got Turtle Bay coming in the other room. They got a pit in one of their carriers.
Amanda Geis from Animal Planet's Amanda to the Rescue.
I can hear it.
Joining us. So,
sitting there chirping and crying.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's take a thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for everything you do.
Thank you.
We're going to, since we're busy, we're going to pay for our walk today before you leave.
Yes, absolutely.
You are always so wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Mike's only been doing this for about 17 years, and he is a true artist when it comes to putting in marble, granite, slate, you name it. He did our house 5 years ago, and you can't ask for more. He works on appointments only. For a free consultation, give Mike a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. 7:43 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Well, I'm going out of west where I belong. Well, the days are short and the nights are long.
where they want. And I'm a big fish, and I'm just fishing. And I'm seeing they fly, and I'm fine. Well, they're out there having fun in that one California sun.
On July 21st, 2020, a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association presented the Board of Supervisors with a resolution to support and defend the Second Amendment in Shasta County. On May 25th, 2021, Modi, Cominti, and Rickard voted to never have this resolution be put on the agenda for consideration. These supervisors do not support the Second Amendment. I'm Gary Oxley, treasurer of a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Please recall Modi, Cominti, and Rickard.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Ring Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Ring Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Shining Care invites you to Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundial Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Cominti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and Linda's favorite spot to shop while I'm out in the field. And I'm almost afraid to come home if I when I come home because she has the little sign floating, flying, the little flag, the little jewelry flag flying from the house. And I know that she's been to Four Winds Jewelry. Great people there, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. We have shared.
We are
back
very
from Turtle Bay, but she brought with her today Amanda Geise. Did I pronounce that right?
Geise.
Okay, I'm
Amanda
sorry.
Amanda to the rescue. And if you look at, if you see Amanda, I mean, we know that we could be in a room of 5,000 people at an international airport, and Amanda would be like, I know that woman. So congratulations for all that you do, and you have a show on the Animal Planet. You're visiting Redding. We want to hear all about you.
Yeah, so I'm Amanda Geise. I do run Panda Paws Rescue, and I have the television show Amanda to the Rescue on Animal Planet. Sharon and I have been really good friends for a little over a decade, I believe.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I've been to her home. In fact, I went to her home the first time I went there. I met Timber, who is the beaver, and
yes,
he was only 3 months. We're actually talking about it on the way here. He was about 3 months old when I got there, and he and I are like this. we definitely have a love relationship. I think we're imprinted on each other.
we're talking Timber the Beaver at, of course, at Turtle Bay, who, now I hate to tell you this, Amanda, but he crawls up in everybody's lap now.
Okay, but I'm one of the only people besides Sharon who has ever got in and swam with him.
Oh.
But also as a baby, like I got to hold him when he was a baby. Like we have this love affair.
Okay.
Yes. Sharon can vouch for me.
I can. But Amanda has admitted that she may be more imprinted on him than he is on her. Oh, yeah. It is possible.
Well, Sharon, I've missed you the last couple times that you've been on, and it's so exciting to follow Turtle Bay, and of course we're big supporters. We love Turtle Bay, and we talk about it all the time when we were with other friends, and love to give away tickets and get people interested in the park and the animal shows and so on and so forth. So you have some new additions to you as well that we've been following on Facebook.
Yes. I mean, we have our new Gray Fox Kit. She's with us today. I think she might be sleeping over there. Her name will be announced on Monday.
Okay.
My little hint to everyone, I'll give everyone the little teaser. I shouldn't say hint. It's a teaser. The teaser is that she's a goddess.
Oh.
She is a goddess. And so, but her name will be announced on Monday. We always wait about a month until they're out of their quarantine period. We always kind of equate it to when women are pregnant. You never say anything to your second trimester.
Right.
Same idea. We don't ever officially name an animal till they're past their first 30 days. So that'll be on Monday.
So, well, Amanda, I have a quick question. Just let me flow it off of my mouth here. Are you doing a segment? Are you filming a segment? Are you just here for a visit?
With COVID going on, we had to cease filming. So there's obviously social distance. We have different like phases and rules. I'm up in Washington State, so we had to cease filming. That said, Sharon can attest, even during quarantine, even during COVID pandemic, rain or shine, pandemic, no pandemic, we still have to take care of the animals. So I'm still working around the clock, taking care of major medical special needs, just like they're still taking care of all the wildlife at Turtle Bay. That doesn't cease whether we have visitors, whether we have a quarantine.
So how big is your facility? I mean, I'm sorry, but when I heard you coming on the show, I didn't get a chance to look at your show because I'll find it now. It's on Hulu. It's on Animal Planet.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are on 3 acres, but I also live there, so it's run out of my home. I also have a cabin on the property. I also have, like, quarantine areas like they do. But it's on about 3 acres.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit about your history. I want to know about your background and what brought you. You got chills. Got a little body chill. Our listeners want to hear a little bit. And if you've got to go to Animal Planet and find your show. I know we're kind of under a time constraint here, but give us some background.
So I run a nonprofit organization that takes care of major medical special needs and hospice animals, normally domesticated. However, we do get wildlife. We try to rehabilitate, release. If we cannot do that, we reach out to the specialists like Sharon and see if we can find an avenue for those animals to go if they're unreleasable. That said, we are on Animal Planet. Most of our episodes actually follow the lives of these animals. So it's less about me, which thank goodness it's less about me. It's more about the lives, the journey of coming into rescue, what their needs are, getting them their vetting, their rehabilitation, whatever they may need, whether it's surgery, whatever that may be, and then getting them into their forever families. So our end goal is always adoption, and then, of course, we do hospice. So that is quality of life over quantity of time, and we just take care of them the best we can, make sure they have the most amazing time and bucket list. But predominantly, we're able to save about 96% of the animals that come to us.
And how did you get involved with that? When you grew up, did you live in a ranch? Did you go, okay, I'm going to do this one day? What was the turning point? That's what I want to hear about, how somebody gets, like, invested.
Well, I had a really rough childhood growing up, and it was abusive. And that said, I really turned to animals as my best friends and also kind of what saved me. And so when I was really little in elementary school, my first rescue, her name was Jane Doe, and I tube-fed her. But basically the vet said, look, I think she's going to pass away, but if you put the time and effort into it, I'll put the money into it. And every morning I would put her in my backpack and ride all the way down to the vet's clinic in the morning, make sure she got her way in, make sure that she was good. And then I'd go to school, then I'd come home on lunch, and I'd go back to school, and I basically just, like, tube-fed this kitten her entire, upbringing. And then she survived. And the moment that she bit the end off of her bottle, that was the moment we knew she was going to live. And then after that, it's just been like full force ahead.
Thank God that was a mentoring moment. We talk about how important a mentoring moment is, and that was life-changing for you.
Absolutely, and that has literally been life-saving for me as well.
I just have tears in my eyes because it's so powerful what it is when somebody takes a moment to help somebody shift their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you went on with this, you know, so obviously when you were young, you saved this animal's life and became, maybe that was the flash. So what did you do from there?
Definitely like the white flash right there had it in me.
Yeah.
It started to grow. Uh-huh. But I went on to become, I was a teen mom of two, and then I was a single teen mom of two, and I went on to medical school for human medicine. And because of raising these babies by myself, I had to move into the vet world because I could work night shifts and then take care of my kids during the day. And when I did that, I found a lot of the Good Sams or Good Samaritan animals that were brought in as strays that were injured weren't getting the same quality of care that they would have gotten if they had a wallet or a purse attached to them. So I would take them under my care, pay for all their medical needs, and then eventually find them homes. And that's
this is
pretty
while
much
raising two kids. At the same time.
Yeah, two kids under two.
And going to school.
Are they involved with your world now?
Absolutely, like,
They're cleaning and chucking and...
Yeah, right now, I'm here with you guys, and my daughter, who's 17, is home taking care of the entire rescue organization.
And how many do you have right now under your care?
Oof. I have 5, 10, I think I have 16 currently.
Okay.
If I'm not missing somebody, and I feel like if I'm missing somebody...
Ranging from... What to what? I mean, kittens to anacondas or what?
Yeah, we definitely do snakes. We've had scorpions. We've had a goldfish with an abscess. We've had all kinds of weird things, which we saved, and that goldfish is doing fine. But we have two cerebellar hypoplasia cats, which are wobbly cats. We have a lot of neurological cases right now. We have a blind senior. We have a mama that just had a leg amputation with her puppies. She's almost done weaning them. They're 5 weeks old.
What kind of puppies?
They're Shih Tzu puppies. Well, Shih Tzu mixes. They're California mixes, but mostly Shih Tzu.
I like the California mixes, meaning like a little this, a little
that. Yeah, they're
that.
A little of that, a little
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
She had
and we're going to sell them for $12,000.
Yeah. Not here. Oh, no, our adoption fee is a flat $250 for any animal. It doesn't matter what age you are, what color you are, what gender you are, what
this
special
needs
you have.
$250.
And most of our animals cost between $2,000 and $8,000 to save. So for us, it's just making sure that person can invest in that.
So you two have... I why you two became friends. It's just
you think?
Passion.
Yeah.
And
like mind.
You're here for just to come down and visit? Is that it?
Okay. She's here to help Turtle Bay, of course.
Okay.
All right, let's
and
hear
so
about
what's
Turtle Bay.
Happen there?
So we have Walk for Wildlife, which is tomorrow.
That's right.
Walk for Wildlife to help raise money for the animals at Turtle Bay. There's two start times at 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., and Amanda came down to help promote it and to be our grand marshal for the fun walk. It's a fun walk.
Okay.
All right, so
and
where
how
does
much
it begin?
Is it, how much does it cost it's, on this, or what's the donation?
So it's $15. And then if you want a plushie of your favorite ambassador animal, it's $25 total. So another add 10 to it for that. And then it comes with a free pancake breakfast with Shasta Dam Kiwanis Club is donating a free pancake breakfast for everyone. The walk starts right outside the museum, right at the Domke Plaza, right there at the start of the Sundial Bridge. That's where you check in, and then you'll go across the bridge. The fun walk goes all the way around the backside of the river trail, comes back into Turtle Bay, and ends in Wildlife Woods. And then along the way, we have 10 critter stops, critter corner stops, where we'll have the animals along the pathway, and they have to do like a scavenger search where they find the different animals along the way. So it's a really super fun walk that's going to raise money. And Amanda is so generous to come down all the way from Washington to help us get people pumped up and help us raise money.
So as a grand marshal, you sit up there, you stand up there and say, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what, okay, on your mark, get set, go.
Sort of. I'm actually more not standing up there. I'm more in the crowd because I like to submerge. I'm just a normal person like everybody else. I'm very typical. But Sharon was like, Amanda, we're having this thing. Can you come down? And no hesitation. I love what Turtle Bay does. I love what they represent. I love the education that they have, the conservation they have. Our next generations are what we are relying on to take care of this ecosystem that's a very delicate balance. So what they do at Turtle Bay is critical for the next generations to come. So when she said that, I was like, yes, absolutely. Like, I have goosebumps right now. I was like, I will be there.
Absolutely. We love what you guys are doing. And coming up in the next hour, we have Dr. Randy Smith, who is a very big supporter of Turtle Bay, Randy and Judy Smith. And he's going to be talking about conservation and water, water, that what's happening here in the North State. So the concerns and so on and so forth. And we're going to have a great education here in the next hour as well.
I just saw Senator Maurice Johannesson yesterday.
Fabulous.
And, you know, of course, he and Marianne have done just
so
a
much.
Tremendous amount for Turtle Bay and the animals there.
More than we can even
Amanda
say.
Geise. She's on Animal Planet, and it's called Amanda to the Rescue. You can see it on Hulu, and we are for sure going to look at it.
And Sharon
weekend.
Clay, thank
and
you so
Sharon
much for all
so
that
much.
You do. Love following you on Facebook with all your critters.
And we got a lot of hits with the pet, with your little baby fox.
The baby
fox. Over on my computer.
You can't.
Well,
that's what foxes do.
That's
right. And don't forget, folks, to come on down to Turtle Bay tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because Amanda will be at Turtle Bay, and you can meet her in person.
But even more importantly, all those amazing animals will be there. So that's you don't want to miss it. Bring your kids, especially. Like this is a once in a lifetime because you can go to Turtle Bay, but this is a really a once in a lifetime, really in like involved moment that your kids can have.
Okay. And with the critter stop, love it. Yep.
Okay, we've got to run. Dr. Randy Smith will be joining us on the other side here. It's 8 o'clock and the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The Graham of South Carolina were quick to praise the president for taking big action to help ensure global vaccination against the virus.
Senate correspondent Bob Agnew, Mr. Biden among world leaders in England for the G7 summit. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has drawn sharp criticism from a dozen of her fellow Democrat lawmakers for likening the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Congressman Brad Schneider of Illinois calling Omar's comparison as offensive as it is misguided. The White House says questions remain about an infrastructure deal reached by a bipartisan group of senators.
The infrastructure plan backed by 10 Republican and Democratic senators would not include tax increases, which is a top GOP priority. The price tag of the new package is $928 billion, still short of the $1.7 trillion President Biden is seeking. A White House spokesman expressed appreciation for the bipartisan efforts, but said questions need to be addressed on policy and how to pay for it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Florida Board of Education approving new guidelines for the teaching of American history, requiring it to be factual and based on universal principles stated in the Declaration of Independence. Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 47 points, while the NASDAQ is up a fraction of a point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over 2 decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
5 million trees planted today in Ghana, part of an attempt to replenish the country's troubled forests.
The Green Ghana Project will be an annual event meant to encourage Ghanaians to plant more trees. Ghana's Minister for Lands and Natural Resources said that 80% of the country's forest cover has been depleted because of land degradation. Ghana is already feeling the impact of climate change, with droughts, floods, and sea erosion affecting parts of the country. It's been predicted that there will be a 7% reduction in cereal crop yields and a significant sea level rise by 2050.
That's the BBC's Thomas Nardi. Swiss authorities will temporarily restrict airspace over the city of Geneva and deploy up to 1,000 troops to the area to help reinforce security measures for the summit of Presidents Putin and Biden. That is scheduled for next week. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some prescription drugs are expensive, but this one beats them all.
Aduhelm from drug maker Biogen is the first new Alzheimer's medication in nearly 20 years. The company's priced the intravenous medication at $56,000 a year. A new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation says the cost of the drug would raise Medicare premiums broadly, and that some older patients could be looking at co-payments of about $11,500 annually. Medicare hasn't made a formal determination on covering Aduhelm. The Kaiser report estimated that if just 500,000 Medicare recipients are prescribed the drug, it'll cost the program nearly $29 billion a year. The drug has sparked controversy over its price tag and questionable benefits. Several members of an FDA advisory panel that opposed the drug resigned over the agency's decision to approve it. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street's benchmarks in the red. Dow down 57 points, NASDAQ off 7, and the S&P currently trading 4 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 11th of June. And welcome to the show. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's there at the helm, and we've already found out it's Corn on the Cob Day, but is there another auspicious national day today?
German chocolate cake day.
Oh, chocolate cake. Okay, so.
Well, that was really an emotional ride for me, and I don't know why. It's so beautiful. But anyway, let's go. Okay, we're going to do the weather.
And Susan.
Oh, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. I forgot.
Well, do the weather.
Okay, let's do the weather. Okay, here we go. And, you know, we're just being real right now. Slight chance of showers today with a high of 77. Tonight will be 61. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 87. Susan, if you were here and you saw the pet and you just got to you got to pet the fox, you would be like, oh, yeah. Okay, Saturday night, overnight lows of 65. Sunday calls for slight chance of showers with a high of 90. Sunday night, overnight lows of 65. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 87. And Tuesday, 90 and clear skies. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now we are definitely, we go to the phones with our wonderful stock
financial analyst,
Stifel, Susan Eastman, who's vice president. And what is happening on the market?
Well, the major averages are closing mixed after a long week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 44 points at 34,421. The S&P 500 is off a point at 4,237. And the NASDAQ is eking out up 2 points at 14,023. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft up 49 cents, trading at 257.73. Moderna down $2.15, trading at 214.85. Facebook off $2.50 at 329.88. Stocks of local interest, Verizon off 8 cents, trading at 57 and a quarter. Target up $1.13 at $232.77 per share. Bank of Commerce down a penny, trading at $14.77. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.472%. And over to commodities, gold is down $14 an ounce at $1,883. Silver up 22 cents, trading at $28.18 per ounce. And crude oil trading at $70 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Having you call in on Friday morning with your sunny disposition.
Have a great weekend. This nice, cool weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
Have a next week. Thanks.
That was Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments over at Stifel. And Her she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can get a hold of Susan at 244-7199. With us in the studio is Dr. Randy Smith.
Good morning.
And good morning.
We've known Randy since I moved here, and Linda's known you before me. And one thing that I've always known, that when I think of Randy Smith, I think about the river. I think about your working, the work that you do along the river with
clearing,
all your volunteers, clearing, tending, getting rid of all those blackberry bushes down there.
Conserving.
Yeah.
And very passionate, and especially with all of your knowledge of the history of the areas. It's a wonderful thing. And the other night we were at a mutual friend's birthday party, and you were talking statistically some very interesting things. And so we thought it would be so great to have you on this morning and share your wonderful knowledge with our listeners.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and I really appreciate being part of what seems to be Natural Resources Day.
Well, you know, how about that?
Free Fire Radio. I'm very glad to be here, and I'm pleased that you have taken on this cause, because oftentimes people think that conservatives are or people who are of a certain political persuasion don't really care. And my experience has been, from reading Theodore Roosevelt, is that they care the most. Turtle Bay, it's not widely known, but without the help of very, let's say, wealthy people in this town, there wouldn't be a Turtle Bay. And it's not just the little guy that's carrying a flag, that's the tree, so-called tree hugger. It's people with deep feelings that will make a difference. And frankly, I am passionate about our Salmonid loss here in the North State, because what we had was a true treasure. We had the second largest run in the continental United States, the Sacramento River, and San Joaquin, which has, of course, been completely ablated for salmon. We basically let that go, and my premise is that we could have had our cake and eaten it, too, as far as dams and development and diversions and so forth. But we chose to make war with these wonderful fish as if they were on the other side from us and not related to us. Mahatma Gandhi, favorite quote of mine, is that nations can be judged by their treatment of animals. And I think that outlook is something you can understand by seeing the bad job that we have done over the last 80 years from what we did with the building of Shasta Dam, and what we didn't do with the downstream areas that have recently come into some kind of recovery or enhancement, but not nearly what people were looking at, like Professor Hansen, that was here in 1940, and lived here for 2 years, wrote a 200-page report, and he was trying to get people then, interrupted by World War II, and since, by other persuasions, to try to make the areas south of Keswick Dam, downstream, as much or even more than they ever were, because so much had been lost above the dams as far as habitat and spawning and natural resources for fish. It's not that the fish are consumers of the water, because they just live there. It's not that the fish are our enemy. They're really our friends, because if we take care of them, we're taking care of ourselves.
That, you know, the fish run and the salmon run. I have, thanks to Randy, I have a little pamphlet here from California Fish and Game from January 1929 talking about salmon and talking about the runs, and already talking about how, you know, that they're scared, very concerned about the things they were seeing. And then I do also have a copy of the document that Randy's talking about, an investigation of fish salvage problems in relation to Shasta Dam by Mr. Hansen and Mr. Smith and Mr. Needham, 1940. We got to take a break here, but it's amazing that the things that we talk about right now, they were talking about 1929 and earlier, about conservation and about how do we keep the salmon strong and viable with what's going on with pollution, dams, areas that the fish would get into and then die because they couldn't get out. We're still talking about that. I find it amazing that after all of this time and all of the studies, and I'm talking about empirical studies here, not just, oh yeah, this is what I think, but proof. So, all right, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show, we're talking about, the environment and all this. Powerhouse Solar. It's the elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get a 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower, SunVault battery, and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. And these are just super people over there at Powerhouse Solar. They're going to come to your house. They're going to show you what they can do, what solar can do for you, the money you can save. Give them a call at 275-5600. That's Powerhouse Solar. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning. And it's kind of an iffy day today, but hopefully we're going to get some rain here this weekend. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Kathy Stainbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at shiningcare.org.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Shining Care invites you to join in the fun and show support for at-risk elders at the Family Health and Safety Fest this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. Visit fun exhibits, enjoy food and great entertainment, win prizes with Resource Bingo and the Treasure Hunt. You won't want to miss the Sundial Bridge being lit up purple for elder abuse awareness. Plus, make a donation and participate in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. An inspiring evening of hope and awareness happens this Saturday night at the Sundial Bridge. Info at shiningcare.com. Or call 232-5543.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refuse to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at PCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:20 in the morning, 64 degrees out there.
And good morning, everybody. Maxwell Insurance brings this portion of the show. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Susan and her people are located, Judy and her people are located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Another big supporter of Turtle Bay and wonderful a community member. That's Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial.
Okay, let me just throw some statistics here. From 1929... In 1852, 337,500 pounds of salmon were used by the local market during that season. That was in 1852, and that's from an article written in 1860. And at that time, the author says the salmon were decreasing. Canning of salmon was a small part of the industry that came on. They were talking about new canneries that started, and many of them, along the Sacramento River. In 1880, when canning was at its height, the total poundage of salmon caught in the Sacramento and San Joaquin River regions was over 10 million pounds yearly. 10 million pounds live weight.
Well, that... pamphlet from 1929 was given to me by Tricia Parker, who is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and nobody has forgotten these things. It's just that we haven't been able to turn the right face on what we could be doing, what we should have been doing. And I wrote a letter one time to Senator Fulbright about a disaster that had just occurred to one of our ambassadors in Africa, and he said, you know, we can't go back. We can't fix what we wish we could have done. Your options are from where you are now, and that's our situation. There are very bright people, hardworking and energetic, who are working to ameliorate the problems of the past, and I'm cautiously optimistic that with the improvements that have come in recent years in the Redding area below Keswick Dam, which I can enumerate for you, that there is some hope on the horizon of this dark picture of loss. And we can talk about that. I think the thing that's foremost in everybody's mind is the drought. And again, it's the fish are on one side and the people are on the other side. And that's not the case. That is simply not the case. We're all in this together. And the fish, interestingly enough, if you read the tree rings and other reports in scientific literature, The fish have survived droughts that make what we're going through right now look like we're in a wet season. 75 years drove the Anasazi down at Mesa Verde Plateau away from their homes and lost their culture. 75 years of unbelievable no rain in the southwest United States. So what we're facing now is bad, it's serious, but it's not the end of the world, and we still can cohabitate with the fish if we will learn to be just a little bit more bright and a little bit less selfish.
Well, you know, the fact is that in the Middle East, desalination plants is the way they get their water. That's just the way they do it. That's a part of their life. Israelis, Saudis, anybody, you know, that can, gets their water from that way. We have one desalination plant in California. I think that's in San Diego. And because the water is still cheap.
That's right. And that's a mistake that we made. Water is so precious. And you see this today when you buy bottled water. It's about the same price as gasoline in the grocery store. When you buy a little bottle.
Right.
And we've just got to realize that water is precious, and people have got to use every means. Why is it that Los Angeles has a pipe that goes 3 miles out into the ocean through which you can drive an 18-wheel tractor trailer, wasting water every single day rather than diverting that water back into what Phoenix is doing, what Las Vegas is doing, what San Diego is doing, where they have a whole system of so-called purple pipes that carry treated, safe wastewater, reuse it for irrigation and multiple purposes.
Feeding, you can, animals can drink it. You know, it's gone through a system to clean it.
Right.
You and I talked about it. So what it does, it comes back so humans aren't drinking it, but it's perfectly safe for irrigation. Humans could probably drink it if they wanted to. I mean,
it's water that's been treated and it's been sanitized, and it's, if you go through a tertiary treatment, yes, it is potable.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be. You can even just do secondary treatment and use it for irrigation and multiple uses otherwise. But no, Los Angeles doesn't have such a system. And why? Because they've been able to import water 400 to 500 to 600 miles from its source so inexpensively for so long that when you propose it today, they say, oh, that's going to raise our water rates. Yeah, because you've been getting a free ride all these years and the resource is bleeding. It's got to stop. You can't rearrange the plumbing, particularly when there is no water. Get a clue. If Hoover Dam goes dry, Shasta Dam goes dry, and Oroville Dam goes dry, it isn't really going to matter what kind of a expense system you have for the water. You've got to have the water. And if you're throwing it out in the ocean every day, you're not very bright.
The water that's going out into the ocean is what?
It's treated.
It's treated.
It's treated wastewater that meets a specific standard, but it's still the reason the pipeline is out 3 miles, because it has such a nutrient base in it.
Right.
They don't want it washing up on their beaches.
Okay.
So the pipe goes out 3 miles. Dilution is a solution to pollution, ultimately. And Los Angeles has figured out, hey, here's an inexpensive way to get that stuff so we don't have to treat it any further.
Instead of, and this has got to be a multi-billion dollar project, obviously.
Of course.
Instead of taking that pipe that's big enough to put a 18-wheeler through it that's full, going out three, you know, how many, can you even estimate how many millions of gallons go out?
Well, it's the whole Los Angeles metropolitan area.
It's got to be billions. Huge. It's got to be billions of gallons that go out there that if they treated it, they could use it, they could cut back on. Those could be used for if you want to water your golf course, if you have some kind of agriculture, you know. I don't know how much agriculture is down in the L.A. Basin, but...
Well, it was at one time.
At one time, it was.
Disneyland was the strawberry fields.
Yeah, and until the land became so expensive. But the idea is you can return that water and use it for, that will give I really have no idea. I'll just say hundreds of millions of gallons of water that can be used in different ways and save just the waste of it.
Absolutely. And it is going to be expensive. There's no doubt about it. There's no free ride left anymore. But when you go up and capture the Owens Valley, mm-hmm. as was done by William Mulholland in the long ago, and you denude that area by stealing its water,
yeah.
then the cost, the true cost of that, which has never been calculated, but all that land that was being irrigated and was productive was lost. It's a nightmare what we've done. Perverted vast amounts of water, and then to send it out into the ocean when we've got a drought doesn't make any sense. It's not only not nonsensical, it's dangerous now.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, I've even heard that rice farmers are taking their water, you know, their water ration, and they're selling it to Los Angeles.
That's
and they
true.
Can make more money selling their water than they would on their rice farms. Is that true?
That is true. Certain districts have this year written contracts, and there is water as far away as Bieber that is being sold and wheeled through the Bureau down to L.A., all totally legal. But in my mind, that's not the ultimate solution. That,
no.
That helps L.A., but it doesn't help the resource one whit.
And it, you know what? And we've got it's at the point, and we've got to take a break, but we're at the point that we really have to get serious about this, because if you look over in Nevada at Lake Mead and you look at Oroville, here's Oroville dam that by August their turbines may not be able to run. Okay, well that hits people really hard, because no electricity, you know, where's it going to come from? Those kind of things. I'm not saying everybody relies on the dam, but still, it was a major part of their electric structure there. And this is not getting better. It's getting worse every year. So we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Surgical XI system. The Da Vinci helps ensure that your surgeon can perform minimally invasive surgery. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. And they're also doing the TAVR valve replacement there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's that? That means they can replace a valve in your heart without cracking your chest open. You can have it done in the morning, be walking in the afternoon, and go home the next day. That's kind of a huge thing there. And they are doing that procedure at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with Dr. Randy Smith.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 i10 Smart Bed and adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage.
We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here on KCNR. Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Dad. I went into your drawer and I did it. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm not sure what that means.
I think I might have got my hand slapped over that one. Slight chance of showers today with a high of 77, overnight lows of 61. Yeah, two quarters, as a matter of fact.
No, it took two quarters out of your dad.
Yep.
Uh-oh, it's locked drawer?
Yep.
Well, you know, what's the difference now? I keep all my change in there, and I go in to find my change. And
it's a thing. What can I say?
It's like, and then I hear, you know, you had like $240 worth of change in that box. And I went, yeah, I kind of knew that it was something, but, you know. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business here in Redding. That's the only place I've had my haircut in 14 years. Love the place. It's at, of course, it's on right off of Athens Avenue. They work on appointments at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Before we get back to Dr. Smith, you know, yes, there are some things in here, that have happened in our town that, you know, I want to just hit on for a second and just, and tell you that on Monday we're going to really expand on this, but of course the fact that the DA sent up to the Secretary of State an investigation of the signatures for the recall, the beginning part of that, with no comment except they just sent it forward. I have my own ideas why this happened, and we'll expand on that on Monday. Also, of course, that Sheriff Eric McGrinney resigned. His last day is June 19th, and he was immediately hired. Obviously, this was before, you know, when they had the job open and were advertising it for the deputy chief executive officer, I believe in February, when that job came available. It's just been announced that Sheriff McGrinney will take that job. His focus will be on public safety. I've talked to the sheriff, with the amount of things that are going on, of course, in crime, and the main emphasis is a jail. And he's going to be working on that. He's got some ideas. Also the probation, parole, reclamation of people who have been in trouble for a long time or off and on? How do we reclaim those, that group? We talk about reclaiming land, reclaiming salmon and all this. How do we reclaim portions of that group that, that want to be helped and get them back into society? All of these things have been breaking over in the last couple of days. So Monday, I've got things I'm looking at. And as I said in the chat room, I'm just not going to go blah, 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 and without checking on things, without talking to some people, so we can come out with some factual and not conjecture. So, yes, these are huge things that are going on in our community. There's other things going on. I've talked to supervisors. I've talked to Sheriff Greeny. I want to talk to a couple other people. And, you know, who takes the sheriff's place? And some people think, well, it'll just be the undersheriff. Well, I'm not sure about that. We'll discuss that on Monday. Our guest today is Dr. Randy Smith with something I think is hugely important also. Maybe it's both current events and things from our past. The fact that the salmon industry could be, which now, at one time there was 10 million pounds. Did I say that?
Or live pounds
of salmon taken out of the Sacramento.
In a year.
Now, if you look at it today, and as you pointed out, if you get one, if you catch one, I mean that's big. That's big. We have the best trout fishery right here in Sacramento. On the Sacramento River, right here in Redding, is one of the best trout fisheries in the world. But it all relies on one thing. Water, which is a huge problem that we're facing right now. And we, as Dr. Smith has pointed out, we have to change our ways. We have to stop assuming that this valuable resource is going to be here.
Well, that's absolutely true, Colonel, and what we need to do is live within our means, whatever they may be, because the salmon have shown us over the eons that they've been here, because this is not the first drought cycle this area has been through, nor is it even close to the worst yet, although it may be, because we don't know. Droughts don't end until they are over. In 1977, when Shasta Dam was pulled down to the penstocks, which is as low as you can release water, because if you don't turn the turbines, if they don't have some rotation, they sit on their roller bearings and they squash them. So they must be in some form of motion. And if you let all the water out that you possibly could, then you've lost the generators. And I know they were just rewound, and everybody says that's no longer the case, but you can't let them just be idle. So Shasta Dam, fortunately, is a rain-fed reservoir, unlike Oroville, which is snow-fed by and large. And we will get rain again in this area. In the meantime, we have to be careful how we use our resource, and we have to be smart about it locally. And frankly, as far as our comparison with Los Angelinos, what we do here when we irrigate our lawns and when we flush our toilets, a lot of that water winds up back in the river. And we have, with the annexation of after it's been treated or after it has been percolated through soil, if you look at the source up at Mount Shasta and from the Pitt River arm as far away as Alturas, sometimes the water that we're using from Shasta Dam has been recycled already 7 times. And there's no problem with that as long as it's been treated properly, which it is, and as long as the septic tanks into which other people empty waste are working and functioning properly. This is a safe system we have here. And furthermore, with the annexation of Enterprise, the city captured an enormous, larger than a full Lake Mead, 15 million acre feet under Anderson all the way to Redding aquifer that we can tap with those 17 wells that the city inherited from the Enterprise Public Utility District. And they're recharged as long as there's any water in the Sacramento River. You have to realize what we have as far as a river in this town is, in historic terms, a creek. The river once went from the First Presbyterian Church at the top of Placer all the way to Millville. It was larger than the Mississippi River at Baton Rouge at flood stage. It was huge, and it ran all year round. This was not very long ago.
And which was this? Which
Sacramento River.
Oh, the Sacramento. Okay, got it. Okay.
So what we have now is the bottom of an ancient stream. And it looks pretty impressive, and we dearly love it. There were salmon in it then, and they went through all of these periods of rising waters, declining waters, droughts. They were here, but now they're on the listed, a couple of the species, steelhead, spring run, winter run, threatened or endangered, and the fall run is hanging on because Hansen's number two idea, besides Stillwater, was Coleman National Fish Hatchery, which existed. There was a hatchery there, but it was improved, modified, enlarged, and has been amazingly successful in keeping the fall run alive.
Well, they talked about how many, in the studies, how many of the fish were, or how many the hatchlings were released and what happened to them. And it's amazing, 1940, you know, predator fish.
Yes, even then.
Huge.
Even
then. And they were pike. They said there were pike taking them. I don't even, are there pike in the river?
Well, the pike minnow is commonly, is a native fish.
Uh-huh.
But the one that's doing a lot of the damage now is a striper bass, which was not, is not native and was introduced.
Now, there's something that the fishing game or wildlife the fishing game department could do is take away the limits on stripers and
I don't know
just
enough.
Catch them. If you don't want them, throw them on the side of the, you know, let another animal eat them. Okay, you're saying, oh, Carl, that's waste. No, it's not. They'll be eaten.
Sure. I don't know enough to know why the resistance to changing some of the things that would work.
It just doesn't make sense because people have told me when they release the hatch that it's almost like the water's bubbling out there because of the stripers.
Right.
Are just feeding.
Well, they're not stupid, and they're going to go where the calorie capture is easy.
Of course.
So when they let these... and that's one reason I don't understand also the resistance that, although they did this year, barge fish from the hatchery to Suisun they could be released there away from predators, away from declining waters and pesticides and so forth, because the Feather River state system has been doing that for years. And if they barge, then the fish imprint. If you truck them, then they don't, because they're putting the water in the truck and down they go with the same water that they got in with. But if you barge, they're getting the imprint that they need, the knowledge that they need to migrate back.
To come back.
Because it's an olfactory method that they use to navigate with.
Uh-huh.
And they're good at it. There are 10% of wanderings, fortunately, who lose their way. They never go back downstream. So that 10% in the glacial retreat is what allows for the expansion of new habitat. And we will get through this drought, and there will be something left of the Sacramento River. We just got to be smarter about it.
Well, we have to take a break here. But one of the things, another amazing fact, you know, parties and me, and Linda will tell you, okay, we're going to this. And I love Lynn Moss, but I'm still grumbly. You know, okay, I'm going. And then I get to, are you going to wear that? Well, I've gotten over that part. Are you going to wear that? Well, what do you want me to wear, honey? And I said, in fact, why don't you just stop asking me? Just lay it out. I'll put it on. If it's a clown suit, I'll wear it, okay? I don't care.
And I've dressed you up like that before.
And yes, you know what? She has. And
you're game.
And I'm game for this. I mean, I've gone out with horns on my head to, horns on my head and my face red. Never mind.
One of the events.
One of the events we went to. But when I got to the party, I started talking to Randy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I must have said it like 12 times. But when we come back, I want to talk about this little stream that's right behind us. The Cahoose Caboose, the
Calaboose.
Calaboose. And when I can't, people, wait till you hear about this little stream. The one that's running on Oregon Street between
Morris Flour Mill and the post office.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got the post office. I was trying to figure out what's another landmark, Morris Flour Mill. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. And I mean, they are friends. This is an employee-owned company. The bosses there were driving trucks. They, in fact, Bill will still drive a truck now and then. SST Oil has been with us since 1967. They're your Toyo heater experts. And you're thinking, I'm not really thinking about a heater. Maybe you should start thinking because, you know, the summer will be over. And eventually, and maybe, but they have that. But the other thing is, they want to remind everybody about defensible space and having all those valuable papers and items, maybe your meds, having them in one spot there if you're out in that type of area where, you know, the fire can, once it starts running,
and
you're
enough
not
room
have.
And enough room. We talked about this yesterday with them, in fact, that enough room that a fire truck could come through your defensible space. You need to think about that. Yeah. A fuel truck, a water truck, any kind of truck. So be thinking that it's not just a few feet. I mean, it's room.
And that can save your house, too. It's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167 for your fuel needs. And remember what they're saying. You know, the fire season is starting. You know, you've got to be prepared. 8:49 in the morning, 65 degrees, mostly cloudy today. We'll be right back with Dr. Randy Smith.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shining Care invites you to walk for elder abuse prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundial Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the walk for elder abuse prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, my friends, the 11th. It's 64 degrees out there. It's mostly cloudy today. It looks like we may actually have rain, maybe, this weekend. I can't promise anything, of course. This is just it's a guess.
Well, it's a National Weather Service, you know, saying there's slight 20% slight chance of showers today, and Sunday 20% chance of showers both day and night.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Randy Smith, and we're going to have to turn him loose early. Nick, I'm sorry, and you're on the line. You can stay on, and we're going to let the doctor leave here. But there's two big facts before you leave to kind of pull this together. But the one about the stream down here is my favorite.
Well, Calaboose Creek, in Judge Eaton's memory, which he shared with me,
now, Calaboose Creek is a small
stream that arises from Benton Air Park. It's wholly within the city limits. It wanders down buried, but arises in surface at what used to be Moore's Flour Mill at the corner of Shasta and Oregon, and goes in a straight line to the Yuba Street Post Office. Then it's buried again under Gerlinger Steel, surfaces again, south of South Street, and enters the river at the Cypress Avenue Bridge. So it has a kind of a corkscrew trip through town, but in the early 1900s, when Judge Eaton was a small boy, he remembers a man with a pitchfork throwing 40-pound fish onto the gravel of Oregon Street so that people could take them home for dinner. This was not an unusual event. It was an everyday event during the fall run. Salmon were so plentiful that everybody in town, if they wanted one, could have had one.
And this is, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go down the Yuba Street to the post office there. And then when you're looking at the, you stand there facing the post office, do an about face, and look at that, whatever's left of that creek that used to have that many salmon in it. Right. And now we've covered it up, and God knows, it still gets to the sack. But
well, it's not what it was,
and it's not
what it could be, and it's all because we weren't particularly bright about how we behaved. And that's been the story. What the message that I want people to take, though, is there is some optimism because people like the Glen Colusa Irrigation District, in cooperation with various agencies, are engaged in restoration in our area. Painter's Riffle, the South Cypress Project, which is remaking Henderson Open Space into what's called Salmon Run with a First Nation name, making it into a spawning area and trying to make amends for how we've behaved. And there are a variety of gravel injection projects by the Bureau of Reclamation. We are trying to behave better than we have locally. And I think these things, if we can get some attention paid to what Professor Hansen was talking about in 1940 with regard to Stillwater, 22 miles of perfect substrate, just needing a little bit of water, we can make recovery.
We can.
Got to go.
You got to go.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Randy Smith. I mean, and it won't be the last time this route's going to go on. Nick, good morning. You there?
I'm here. Hey,
okay.
I'd like to invite Mr. Smith onto my show because I've got some different points of view of what he's got to say, and I've got a lot I could add to what he says. I've fished the salmon since 1965 in the Sacramento River, and I've got first-hand experience.
Well, you know,
that being said,
yeah,
there's two things that I take exception of what he said, and I've only got to listen to about 15 minutes of your show.
Okay.
Number one, I went to the, I think it's SCC some damn thing, a board that Leonard Modi is supposed to chair about the aquifer he was talking about, and he said that the Sacramento River replenishes it. At the meeting I went to, there was a guy named Lawson, and he works for Jacobs Engineering, and he was involved in that. He gave a presentation about that aquifer, and he said that this aquifer, in fact, adds 800,000 acre-feet of water to the Sacramento River every year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, that was, there's two differences of opinion how that aquifer works.
Okay.
And then when it comes to how pristine...
One minute, Nick.
The pristine, the Pitt River... arm of Shasta Lake is, they've got a ear infection up there called Pitt River ear that an ear doctor makes a living off of every summer. It's a bacterial and fungal infection that people that swim in the Pitt River arm too much gets.
Wow.
And it is caused by fecal matter in the water.
Well, you would know that because you're an extreme, like, water guy with kayaking and going all, and know so much about your waterways here in the North State, too.
You know, I think, would you agree, and we've got to really run, is, would you agree, though, we need to do something about conservation of water?
Well, yeah, I would, and I've got some really good ideas that he didn't touch upon. Would you please contact him or tell him how to help, tell me how I can contact him?
Absolutely,
because I tell you what.
We could have a very respectful conversation.
Oh, yes.
I know you will, Nick. I never worry about that at all. And both of you, I think, got the one thing is, how do we conserve water? How do we keep the salmon run? How do we rebuild this? You know, they've been talking about this since 1929. I've got the document here in front of me, and it's just, to me, appalling how
well, you know,
this has been going on, and we haven't done anything.
It's the government.
Well, it is the government. It is.